Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 9 p.m. On the dot, squarely 9. And so what's going on here tonight is The Cure has a new album out called Songs of a Lost World. So what I decided to do tonight is to play tracks from that record as well as some older Cure songs, kind of working those in throughout the show, old stuff and some of the more recent stuff, stuff in the middle of their career, early part of this decade and the 90s as well. And so let's get started. I listened to the record. It's quite good. I also listened to Tim Burgess, who is a friend of the show, member and primary songwriter of the Charlatans UK. He has his podcast right now called Tim's Listening Party. And he had Robert Smith on the show. They talked about this record at length, so I feel I'm very prepared. Let's hear the first track off of Songs from a Lost World. This is Alone. 1,000 Points of Light, 915 Medford, WMFO.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, that's The Cure, Like Cockatoos, from Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, WMFO, and so the deal is with that is that I made a recording of that, okay? It's a record that was skipping, obviously, in the middle of the song, there's like a jump. And somehow I digitized the actual recording that I made of the song, and it's for some reason I kept it. I don't know, why did I keep that? I could have just like downloaded it and made another copy without the skip. Somehow it's more endearing with the skip. I don't know. It's just something in my personal collection that I took out and I played and completely forgot about the skip, which is not even a skip anymore. It's just a recording of a skip, which is even more ridiculous. All right. Before that, War Song from Songs of a Lost World. We heard Mint Car from Wild Mood Swings and Alone from Songs of a Lost World. That's what we're doing here tonight, listening to the new record. Apparently, it did really well on the Billboard charts. It was like in the top, I think it may have been in number one position, which is, I can't really understand how that would happen with a band like The Cure. A lot of loyal fans, but I don't know if there are enough people buying their stuff, their new releases. I don't know. This is just what I'd heard. It's unverified. Here on the show, huge fans of The Cure. I've seen them on the Wish Tour and then at Coachella. And there may have been a third time in there I can't think of at the moment. But, you know, it's I've seen them evolve and grow, and it's been great. I'm proud to be a fan. And let's continue digging into this new record here. Let's listen to Drone, No Drone, from Songs of a Lost World, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Mid for WMFO. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, that's Untitled, the last track from Disintegration, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and prior to that, The Fragile Thing from Songs of a Lost World, The End of the World from their only self-titled record, which came out in 04, Drone, No Drone from Songs of a Lost World. I like that one. That's a good one. Not a song that maybe people think would be a single. I usually find like one like deep cut from each Cure album that I like more than the singles, and I think that might be the one for right now. Up next, it's another track from Songs of a Lost World. We're digging deep here. I just want to pack as much as I can into this record, or into this show, one-hour show, deep, going deep on Songs of a Lost World, a new record from The Cure. And this one is I Can Never Say Goodbye, which Robert Smith wrote as a tribute to his brother who passed, I think it was a couple of years ago. So it was while this record was being made, or at least while the songs were being made. I guess the record had been in sort of in production, not in production, but he'd been writing the songs from it. It's kind of a short one. It's only about 10 songs, but it's something he's been working on since 2020. And it's sort of just came to be this year, which is great. I think it's, it's funny. It was number one in the UK. And I think that's just reflective of the age of the people, the demographic of the people who are buying Cure records. Those are the ones who are kind of whose voices were counted, so to speak. I don't think the charts that where it went to number one is are reflective of Taylor Swift fans and people who are teenage kids who are streaming and not buying any actual physical products. So I think that's a little misleading there. Okay, up next, I Can Never Say Goodbye from The Cure, Songs of a Lost World, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. I hate talking over the music, especially in the middle of a song like the Caterpillar from the top. But I want to wrap the show up with End Song from Songs of the Lost World, which I realize now is a 10-minute song. So with about 10 minutes left in the show, I thought I'd cut off the Caterpillar and play End Song for you. This is, after all, a show devoted to Songs of the Lost World. The Cure's latest album came out last month. Quite good. And friends of the show here, so I want to make sure we give them their due, especially on this latest release. So let's hear End Song right now, and I'll see you in 2 weeks here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
and dreams I have.